This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All this different gesture of the hand, perhaps to remind myself how I actually relate my soul through my doing.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. When I first saw online images of Yao Bi Ling's works titled By Hands, I was reminded very quickly of Study of the Hands of an Apostle, a pen and ink drawing by German printmaker Albrecht Dürer, which was done in 1508. Hands are perhaps one of the most expressive parts of our bodies. If eyes are the windows to the soul, perhaps hands are the door. With me this afternoon is Yao Bi Ling, the artist whose works By Hands are being exhibited at Wei Ling Contemporary in Gardens Mall. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you know, this is your first time here. I've had your husband in the studio talking about his exhibition over in Hong Kong, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He was at Art Basel Asia.
Yes.
So this is your first time, and you've been painting for quite a while. So how did you escape coming to BFM?
Well, things happen naturally. I suppose this is the time. So it takes a long time to build where I come here now.
You come from Klang.
Yes.
And you have made art your career and your life. One would assume that you come from a generation too that most parents would say, think carefully about a life in the arts.
First of all, I really thank my God who actually take me so far that I can be a full-time artist, making a living from my art, as well as I experience life and grow with my family, my parents, and come to the stage which I have my own family. And this art has never left me because in the process of this whole going, I seek meaning in my life through art, and I seek life through the art making. This whole thing is happened at the same time.
But when you were growing up, though, how did your parents take to your interest in art and then to, in a sense, allow you to go to art school and make a career of it?
Well, I thank my parents very much because, first of all, I grew up in a very big family, having 8 children and all sister brothers play together. I thank them because they gave me a wonderful childhood. And that is art, and they never stopped me at the very beginning. Play is very important. Work is very important. Work as in do the housework before you play, and play when you do the housework. And you got to fix things all right. You know, that my parents has given me that room to play and to have fun. First of all, I think they don't know what is art at that point because they're very busy. You know, they're working class people. My mom is a tailor. My dad is a contractor. He busy building house for people. He never go to school, but he built fantastic house. He built our own house. And to solve the problem with flood, he built steel houses. And, you know, over time, we repair our house along the way. And my mom is a tailor. She never go to any...
In a way, some would say those, while they are crafts, there is a lot of artistry in building a home, in sewing.
Yes. Art and craft and the making is actually, you know, if you want to separate it, it can. But when you work in life, they all are together, you know. It's until you do it and you get it. My parents, they never tell me...
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Just be yourself and do what moms do and help our moms and help my father to paint the grill and paint what he need to do and his client need it. This to me is fascinating.
When you wanted to go to art school, was that an issue?
No. One thing, my parents gave me a lot of freedom to choose what I want to be. They are happy if you want to go to school because...
Better than not going to school.
Yes, because living in a village and many children drop school, you know. I had a very strong curiosity that I want to go out of home, the kampong, the Chinese village, and I want to see what is outside there. So I thank them for giving me the support, but they don't quite know what I'm going to do so long I've been good girl.
You have chosen not only a life in the art, but you are also married to an artist. How does having a husband, a partner who is an artist, How does that influence your own art?
Having a husband who's an artist, I think it's a gift for me. And of course, a lot of people will think this is going to be very competitive and going to be very difficult to live with. You see, I see the beautiful side that in him that I don't have. And he see the things he don't have. So we actually kind of complement each other.
Are your art similar?
At some stage, just like, you know, when you meet someone, there's an opposite attract. And there is also a similarity that you fall into and you find, hey, this person has something that's like me. But you attract to, but after a while, you also realize this person has something is so opposite than me. And, you know, I got to find out what is that, yeah?
In what ways is your art the same? And in what ways are they dissimilar?
We share a very strong commitment towards the trust over our art-making process that make ourselves a better person. And we love the process of slowing ourselves down in a busy life. And the similar thing also, we enjoy the activity of seeing ourselves improve and change, even though we believe in different concepts. But we believe same thing is life is a process, same as art is a process of making sense to life.
I find it very fascinating that for you to say that art is a process of discovering life, that art is used as the medium to explore questions that you might have.
Yes. Art is a process, you know, maybe, first of all, I think my childhood, I have a long process for play and for mixed things and to explore climbing the tree and playing all sort of wild games. And that's a huge process and I'm enjoying it. Indeed, related to the art process making now, I live in a totally different space. I have different group of people around me. You know, in the earlier, my painting was more on painting the space, the people that I live with, the figure and all that. It's about human relationship and the tension and our love and our anger.
Disagreement,
but we still can live together. But when we come to this process now, it has elevated the process into the manner where I have engagement with myself now, you know. So it's from products, it goes into this process. You know, when you paint a lot of pictures about house, beautiful paintings, about domestic, and then to me, these are the products. I have captured the scene and now I come into the process that I then hear my inner voices and what has actually happened? Why did I do that? Who are these people to me? You know, that process is very fascinating. And I have to relearn to turn my head back and look at the whole thing. And that process is making sense for me to go back to the original point where I actually come from.
Right now, you're explaining to me your evolution, your growth as an artist, that in the beginning, it was painting spaces and observing the spaces that you were in and yes, the relationships amongst the people in there. But now it's more of an inward journey, looking at yourself and trying to make sense of your own thoughts and where you have come from.
Yes. And that's very important because this whole process, I start to question what actually ails me. What is the purpose that I'm here? You know, that's very important for me because if I start to look back to myself, I actually trying to heal myself in a way. Healing is very important. Not to say that I'm sick, you know, that healing in the manner as in, I actually had a chance to go back to find out who am I and appreciate everybody along the whole chain of it. And to go back the foundation on what is love.
I'm speaking with artist Yao Biling. She's holding her third solo exhibition titled By Hands, which has opened and will be running until the end of the month at Wailing Contemporary. Coming up, we'll talk about By Hands and what they are all about. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture. And I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. An art exhibition titled By Hands is currently on, and the works are by Yao Biling. We've been talking about her roots, talking about how she looks at art. maybe now it's time for us to talk about By Hands. Your latest exhibition is centered around hands.
Yes.
What is the significance of this imagery of hands in the exhibition?
The idea of a hand come naturally in my life at this point of time because there were young children in my home, my kids.
How many children do you have?
I have two kids, two children, and one is 5 and one is 9. I had a lot of opportunity working as a mom, as an artist, you know, running and working in the house and teaching them how to cook and how to wash their shoe and how to tie the shoelace and all this activity. It's very fascinating because you can't actually...
You observe them.
Yes, you observe them and you can't actually teach them by sitting them down with a digital screen. You have to you have to demo to them. You have to show them how to do it by just, you know, being a mom. The only job is to demonstrate how things been done and not too much explanation, but that's fascinating because then we're actually educating ourselves at the same time. That's one aspect on the home activity, on doing. And the other aspect is because occasionally, on and off, I also work with children of other groups. And also, my heart's burden when many children nowadays are unable to even use a scissors at the age of 10 or even fold a proper paper or tie a shoelace and things like that.
Serious? I have not met such children.
There are many children are very equipped with media tools, but not so much on...
They can text very well. They
yes.
can work with their iPads very well, but they cannot fold a piece of paper.
Yes, or they can't actually follow the perforated line and cut things in a proper, or they don't understand how the idea of symmetry works and things like that. You know, they have a lot of fear on... in making the real thing, but they are very talented onto the screen things, you know. I'm not saying the screen thing is wrong, but it's something for me to think about and what happened to the next generation. It's really burdened my heart because this hand is the most intelligent tools in our body. Whatever thoughts they come into your mind, the thinking, you know, our eyes are windows for to continue our thought. But what's put it in real is our limbs.
Our limbs will have to produce the things
yes.
that our thoughts have conceived.
Yes, precisely. As a young mother, I wish some mothers actually realize that's how important as you have to cook, then your children will learn how to cook. You can't actually pack or put in microwave. or, sorry to say that. But I think that's very important because my child go to kindergarten school, they learn how to play, you know. And a lot of time, the teacher tell me, the children play this bar up and down games. They are not playing pretending to cook or pretending to do whatever. Because the parent never do. And they play because they stay in this gated property and this guard will have this bar. And they play all these games. And then they play chit-chop, you know. You know, you have to slot cart or something like that. That's nothing wrong, but that's a sign already reflect into our young generation.
But how does painting lots of hands and sometimes just one pair of hands, almost like praying hands, almost like the one in Albrecht Dürer's, how do your paintings point us towards looking at our hands differently?
This painting images is basically at the stage of time is capturing the posture. For me, the posture, how we relating to our spiritual self. When I'm talking about spiritual self, it's not at the level on just relating to religions, but just your own self. These postures are important because it's significantly when we put our hands up, we look into ourselves. The hand is actually perhaps the work as a mirror. How long ago we put this posture or this posture? Or facing the palm, facing our own hand, our own face, or our own eye, when we look at it. So the posture is a calling window for you to look back to our soul. This is the only tools that our body are made for the purpose, that our hand is the first tools, powerful tools that we'll be able to connect. So the painting has these only one images to have hand that show a blessing. All this different gesture of the hand, perhaps to remind myself how I actually relate my soul through my doing.
When we talk about praying hands, we bring them in a particular gesture.
Yes.
And straight away, there is a certain reverence about them. Like you said, when you turn your hands and you look at them with the palms open and facing you, it really is something quite different. It's something very, if I can use the word spiritual about it, if you really look at your hands.
Yes. Every time I open my palms and I look into it, and I raise it up in the air, I make two connections. The first connection to myself, what have I done with my palm? And to this two hand of me, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. And how much I have surrendered it, and how much revelation I get when I raise my hands up. And how much courage I need to face myself when I face this palm towards myself. It is very powerful. Or I have decided not to, but put a screen on top. I don't know.
That's interesting.
Once I heard a talk, someone shared with me on how retarded our limb is. At the same time, it's actually very, very specialized. It's happened at the same time where the birds don't have hand, but the wing only can do certain tasks. But our hand can do multitasking, and you can turn, twist, button, press, everything you can do. And it's not specialized. It's not quite retarded, actually. But in, if you comparative to the animal, they are very specialized. They're born a few days and their legs can run, you know. We need some years.
Yeah. While our hands are quite specialized and they are, in a way, windows into our interior lives, we have made them somehow a bit useless. When we are holding our hand in front of us with a screen on top and we're not looking at our hand but at the screen.
If I have a hand without the screen and a hand with the screen, I won't say which one is powerful and which one is wrong. But perhaps I would like to relate is which one that connect me at the very beginning. Then only I put something on top of it, whether it's a book or a screen or a piece of cake. But the most is what actually connect my inner soul. What you put into your hand and what you do with your hand is very powerful. We mustn't underestimate this.
In the write-up sent out by Weiling Gallery about your artwork, a particular phrase was used, will force. What is will force, will as in W-I-L-L, what is will force in the context of the art that you have produced?
First, the will force doesn't come from me. I learned this when I gone into the process of teaching my son and my daughter. And I came across this German philosopher and also a spiritual science teacher called Rudolf Steiner from Germany during 1914. He had this spiritual science study reflect on how human beings grow and the changing of the consciousness. What strikes me the most is the will forces, because everything will not come until you do. Every idea will be a beautiful idea and it will turn into a bubble if you don't do it. What makes a reality happen is the doing. So the will forces is actually the one that inside us, they're born with us and we just need to unfold it. That's what I learned from that. And then that will forces is something that I was very fascinated by, because the art making now is no longer the canvas and painting, and I explore beyond that. And that will tell me to take my child into a different state of learning by not just giving pure concept, but we just work it out, build up, you know, the whole emotions on understanding concepts. And then it then comes back to my art. In my art making, the will forces help me to continue explore, continue discover, and the art makes sense to me and I make sense to myself. So the whole art making is very fascinating because of this.
So there must be a doing in this component. It is not just the thinking, thinking, thinking.
Yes. The doing is, first of all, I see the pain change. I don't just use a pain, but I explore the pain with different mediums, like the chemical gel, or I exchange it with dry medium and wet medium. I also put in with wood carving and sculpture and relief form, and I go into woodwork and I explore the media at the same time. I start to see, wow, there was so much possibility if you start working. That's very important. And the striving, you know, the real forces give me the idea. I actually strive to make sense to myself through my art, and I educate myself and the others.
No, you have explained so much of your art to me, which I didn't see from just looking at the paintings. I just saw, hands moving, hands in different gestures. Then, of course, I'm taken by the colors, a mix of colors, and quite bright and quite captivating. And then, of course, the hands. Sometimes, if you don't look carefully, because I only saw in a digital form, you don't even see the hands because you see the colors kind of reach out first. But hearing you talk about it, I see your art differently now. I suppose when people go see your art without this explanation, what do you think happens?
Each piece of art has been created by the artist. It doesn't actually end there. It will take over by the work itself. As an artist, I reflect my phenomenal and my environment during I work within that. For example, the colors. I love colors. My mom was a tailor. I'm fascinated with all the patchwork that she has done before. So colors are so beautiful. At the same time, you know, colors relate to light. And that's so much important in human's life. And that's fascinating me. But this idea on the hand gesture, work with the colors, and then you come into a different medium. And I explore the possibility of it. So the hand gesture at this point of time is a capture of different gesture, mirror the inner soul. And perhaps this gesture pose a question to the audience to actually look back, very simple, to look back to your own hand. You know, sometimes we don't even know, or not knowing our own body, you know. There is a purpose that our bodies make. And I think not just to grow and get aging. There's a purpose.
Now, you talk about getting to know our hands, and the expression, one of the expressions in English is, I know you like the back of my hand, and I suspect none of us know the back of our hands very well.
Yes.
Based on a comment that you made in the past about safe art, your expression, what the collector collects reflects what the collector understands. Do you think collectors understand what you are trying to do?
Generally, I do not actually trying to make everybody understand what I'm doing 100% because it's quite impossible, actually. Sometimes we ourselves also don't quite understand ourselves. But make some sense that I think the collector will collect the art is already a good sign that collector will have a chance to look back. I hope this collector have to walk the gallery and look at the work and understand how this work actually touched your heart. So I believe a lot of collectors who collect my art, something touched them. And that's the main thing I hope. At the beginning, they may not understand. It's, the work has now gone a little bit more spiritual. The whole journey of life, there will be a time you meet your eye. If there's no, you know, our own eye, the big eye and or a small eye. I think that's very important that I go back to the question, when you buy the piece of work, what ails you that you bought it?
Thank you very much. By Hands is an exhibition that's being held at Wayland Contemporary on the 6th floor of the Gardens Mall. The exhibition will run till Thursday, June 30th. Admission to the gallery is free, and gallery hours are Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. The gallery is closed on Mondays. And the artists whose works are in By Hands is Yao Biling. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.